Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 21st of February, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off today's news focused on you pirates out there, especially living in the UK. This all has to do with that anti-piracy thing from the UK government called the Voluntary Code of Practice. That helps demote search results for copyright-infringing websites. That means the likes of, say, Microsoft, of course, with Bing, and Google are going to say, nah, you can't be searching for the Pirate Bay anymore and expect to find it on their search engine. Now, of course, with this thing being signed by Google and Bing, the Motion Picture Association of the British Phonographic Industry, yes, BPI, they're also on board. No surprise there. Of course, the whole idea of the Voluntary Code of Practice is to make illegal content so difficult to find, they have no choice but to turn to the legal alternative. Guess we'll see how this one plays out. I just kind of firmly believe, once a pirate, always a pirate. Get ready for some new iPads coming your way next month. Well, at least according to the latest Apple rumors. Seems we're hearing a little buzz about an Apple March event coming sometime in the next few days that they will be unveiling their new iPad Pro lineup. As for what that new iPad Pro lineup will be, well, we're hearing a 7.9-inch, a 9.7-inch, a 10.5-inch, and of course that 12.9-inch model. Now, we're not sure if that 7.9-inch will actually be called a Pro. It might still stay the Mini. But it does indicate they are going to be refreshing that line, along with, of course, the 9.7-inch iPad. Again, though, with a 9.7-inch, we're hearing about possibly a Pro and possibly a non-Pro. Other things we're hearing on the down low is that the 16-gigabyte storage for iPads will be finally gone, and we'll be upgrading to that standard 32-gigabyte, just like with the new iPhone 7. Well, as we all know, Snapchat now is all public, meaning now that they got public investors, they better get something on the shelf. That's why we're seeing spectacles available online now. At least if you're in the United States, you can purchase these funky little glasses for $129. So for those of you that have been unable to get your hands on one since they were introduced last fall, you might have a little bit better opportunity now. Strangely enough, though, Snap Incorporated, since going public, has closed their pop-up shop in New York City, and they've also decided to put the traveling vending machines on hold at least for now. It will be interesting to see how Snap Incorporated broadens their prospects for the future now that they are a public trading company. I'm sure investors are hoping that it goes beyond just wearing glasses. And finally, DNA. It's in me, it's in you, it's in our PCs. Say what? Seems researchers at the Eindhoven University, gosh, I hope I said that correctly, have harnessed the power of DNA itself to form an organic computer that, get this, performs crude calculations on the state of your health. So basically what it does, it takes a calculation of what the hell's going on inside your body. So instead of a doctor saying, here, just take a buttload of antibiotics and hopefully you'll get better, this little smart pill will be able to offer specific doses tailored to your needs, reducing the risk of side effects and, of course, waste. So basically what you're thinking right now is correct. This pill will travel all around your little body, decide what kind of medicine you need, and how much medicine you need to take. Hey, it sounds cool. As long as the pharmaceutical companies ain't behind this, chances are we'd have to take more medicine than we're taking now. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that is our website. Get on over there, get subscribed to our podcast, our blog, and check out a review section while you're over there, too. Give us a like over at our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter as well, at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter, at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our Slack room with our BTN community. Please come on over and join us. We've had so many people come on over. We'd love to welcome you with open arms. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show, of course, will be back for your hump day installment. Yes, your Wednesday episode. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday. And thank you very much for listening.